Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. For all of us who have lost sleep and wondered, why do bad things happen? Or what will happen next? Esther is the book for you. For all of us who have followed the news, lived with the heartbreak, and asked, where is God? Or worse, where was God? Esther is the book for you. For all of us who have wrestled with God's silence and asked, is God really calling me? Esther is the book for you. Esther's story resides in a place in between. It takes place after the exile, which saw people forcibly removed from their homes and brought into a foreign land. And the story happens during the return, when many people went home. It's a story that happens after a bitter captivity. And in a new way of freedom, a new normal of being. It was a time called diaspora. It means a dispersion. The Jewish people, instead of being gathered together, were starting to disperse throughout the world. Back in Jerusalem, yes, but also in Persia, modern-day Iran. Mordecai was among them. And he was among the Jews taken from Jerusalem under King Nebuchadnezzar. He was faithful, he was Jewish, and he was raising his cousin after the death of her parents, Esther. The book of Esther is a story in between. It's of respect and ridicule, of weakness and strength, of reversals. And tragically, how some things just never change. It is a story that is told and retold each year in Jewish communities with costumes and caricatures and cheering and jeering, and it is summed up succinctly thus. They tried to kill us. They failed. Now we eat. It's my kind of party. The book of Esther tells the story of a Hebrew girl. She captured the heart of a powerful but prodigal king, one whose dealings is a caricature of foolishness, and one whose companions and advisors are comically dangerous. Comical until, of course, you realize what could happen, what does happen, because of royal recklessness, because of hatred of the Jews and other groups, because of human systems that fail. We laugh sometimes so we don't cry. Esther is written to be a comical story, a court story that is retold with slapstick, with Punch and Judy type puppetry, in costumes and storytelling, cheering and jeering. They tried to kill us. They failed. Now we eat. I know what you're thinking. Why is this a book for me? Because bad things happen. Then, now. Because God seems absent. Then, and now. Because God is silenced. Then, and now. I mean, God isn't stopping the destruction of his own people. God isn't mentioned anymore. God doesn't speak. That's the story. That's in the story, or rather, not in the story. Esther is a story of God's people where God isn't mentioned once. And maybe, if we're honest, that resembles some of our story too. Bad things happen. God seems absent. God is silenced. And yet, as the stories unfurl, as the pages unroll, as our days play out, we recognize that something is happening. We are not abandoned. Esther is called, and we are too. Called not in some spiritual clouds parting, heaven opening, mystic, mysterious moment where we know our exact purpose and meaning and everything makes sense. But like Esther, we are called from a community, a people, a person who asks us to act. In this story, and perhaps in our lives, Esther is called not directly by God's voice, but by someone she knew and loved, her cousin Mordecai. Mordecai, who learned the plot to kill all of the Jews and, along with all the other Jews in the land, rent his clothes, tore his clothes, and wore sackcloth and ashes, a sure sign of mourning, of lament, of grief. You see, Mordecai picks up in the story that he came to see Esther, but he couldn't enter in. He stood at the edge of the courtyard and didn't go in his sackcloth and ashes because the king prohibited anyone in sackcloth to enter. You get the sense that it was too sad for the pleasure-seeking king. So Esther tried to cover him up, to robe him up. She sent an attendant out and back to learn why he was in such a state, because she didn't know. She didn't know that all of the Jews, herself included, would face certain death. The papers had been signed, the date had been set, the gallows had been hung. And so Mordecai called her, not to take up arms, or a pen, or to choose some side, but to use her position as queen to talk to the king, to lean into her relationship to save the lives of countless many. The king was a prohibitive person. He didn't like sackcloth and ashes. He didn't like people to enter into his courts without his bidding. It just wasn't done. No one could enter the inner court without being called by the king. And there was only one law for those who did so, to be put to death. Esther wasn't being called by the king. She was being called by her cousin, who said to her, "Do not think that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's family will perish." And famously says this, "Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for just such a time as this." God calls Esther from her position in life, her location. God calls her through Mordecai to save not only others, but also herself. God's call does that. It often comes to us where we are, through the people we know and love, to help them, and also us. So hear this, if you've made it through all of that history, hear this. Esther's story is for us. It reminds us that sometimes answering God's call can be hard or even risky, but that God will always be with us, supplying us with faith and courage and a community to answer. I wonder sometimes, as we wonder, why do bad things happen if we're not trying to answer the wrong question? Maybe instead we need to ask, what is God calling me into? How can I help? What good can I offer? Can I do? Instead of wondering, where is God in all of this? ask ourselves, where am I? Where am I called to show up? Because the truth is that God is with us where we are and calls us from the places that we know. And in the midst of God's silence, perhaps we might think that God is speaking and we cannot hear because we expect God's voice to boom like thunder and flash like lightning. Perhaps God is speaking through the voices calling you into your own life, into your service, into your work, into your rest, into your family, into your community, your spouse, your kids, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, those sitting on the left of you and the right of you, in front of you and behind you. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to this place for just such a time as this. The story goes on. Esther did go to the king. She risked her life, and she saved her people. Perhaps you too are called to things you once thought were impossible, ventures of which you cannot see the ending, paths untrodden, perils unknown. May the God of our ancestors, the God of Esther, the God of all, give you faith to go out with good courage wherever you go. Please know that God's hand is leading you and guiding you now and forever. Amen.